While not incorrect, the name for the land to the west of the spine is misleading. The Scorched Sands are a large area of high elevation surrounded by Brightport, Norja, Highreach, and Hearth. Here, resources are scarce, but not impossible to find. It isn't particularly sandy. You'll only find dunes in one specific area in the northeast, and it isn't scorching hot, except in 2.5 of the year's summer months. In the center of the region, we find a large city named Cumedir, situated at the foot of a massive stone monolith, one of three known as the Three Warriors. These three massive stones rise tall from the ground and can be seen for miles around. The city's architecture is elegant, with white walls, pillars, soaring arches, and red terracotta roofs. Here, travelers can rest, especially in those warmer summer months, as they journey from Hearth to Brightport. In the summer, temperatures are hot. The plants dry to a dusty orange on the earth. The green of lone pines can still be spotted here and there, but there aren't enough to provide suitable shade for comfort. In the winter, temperatures typically dip below freezing. The hot springs on the eastern side of the sands are a common destination for travelers, and small towns have sprouted up here and there to welcome them. Situated at the base of the western spine, Nevento has become a resort town for those with the means and time for a vacation. Nevento is one of Fenrain's most famous ski resorts. Snow is almost certain from the month of Red Elk through Oryk, but the season is often longer. If you're ever in town, be sure to visit Rousseau's for their famous spiced apple hot toddy. In the spring, storms come, flooding many of the lower-lying areas. After the rains come and go, there is a massive bloom. Travelers make time in their journeys to stop and wonder at the wildflowers growing from horizon to horizon. They don't last long, though, as the summer heat returns quickly. The sands that give the Scorched Sands their name lie to the southwest of the region. The area is unique in Fenrain, and Hearth considers it a protected natural monument. Here, large white domes of rock rise from the landscape. At the foot of these white domes lies glass as black as night. Centuries ago, something happened, and even Brightport's brightest aren't quite sure what. The black glass ripples like waves, as if the white stones are islands in a turbulent midnight sea. The area is known for high winds, which rush through the glassy valleys, and few animals venture there. The winds move across bubbles in the black glass, creating small reverberating chambers, producing an eerie whistling sound. Those people who do spend time here report being overcome with an uneasy feeling, an electric feeling in the air, and a sense of dread they cannot shake. Thank you for listening to this mini episode of the Fenrain Files. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. We'll see you later in the month for more of the Fenrain Files.